Runners. I'm your host, Finn Melanson, and this is the Run to the Top podcast, the podcast dedicated to making you a better runner with each and every episode. We are created and produced by the expert team of coaches at runnersconnect.net, where you can find the best running information on the internet, as well as training plans to fit every runner and every budget.
Hey, Runners Connect team, it's Coach Jeff with here today. And what I'm going to talk about is what you should eat before you run. Now, this is an age-old question faced by many runners, both new to the sport and those who have been training seriously and are looking to fine-tune their training diet. Unfortunately, this isn't a question with a simple answer. First, almost every runner will differ in terms of what works well for their stomach and the types of foods that they prefer, both in terms of taste and any specific food sensitivities. Second, the amount of time you have before you run will play a big role in exactly what and how much you can eat. Finally, the type of run you're doing, whether it be an easy run, a long run, or a fast workout, will change the energy demands you need and thus what types of food will work best. But never fear, while there isn't a simple answer, today we're going to take you through a simple three-step process to help you find the optimal foods for you to eat before every type of run. Plus, as a bonus, I'll get into the science of the best foods for recovery after every type of run.
If you've struggled with stomach issues in training or racing, or frequently get sick when training hard, adding a high-quality probiotic supplement could be the key to relieving both issues. I'll explain more later in the episode and how you can save 10% at p3om.com/run to the top. I'd also like to introduce you to a new sponsor of the show, Timeline Nutrition. Timeline has developed a groundbreaking product called MitoPure that actually revitalizes your mitochondria, which create energy in nearly every cell in your body. Later in the episode, I'll explain the science and how you can get a sweet discount.
Step one, timing your pre-run meals. Now, like most aspects of training, finding the optimal time to eat before a run is an individual preference. For example, I can run within 15 to 20 minutes of eating almost anything short of a full meal and have no stomach issues whatsoever. Conversely, my wife can't muster a step out the door if she's eaten anything within an hour of the run. You need to find what works for you. So here's how to do that. Conduct an experiment. To find an optimal timing window, try eating a medium-sized snack 90 minutes before your next easy run. And I'll talk about what constitutes a medium-sized snack a little bit later in this episode. If your stomach handles it well, try moving the snack forward 15 to 20 minutes. Likewise, if you experience stomach issues, push back the timing of your snack 15 to 20 minutes. Keep moving forward or backward 15 to 20 minutes per run until you find the closest time you can eat before you start to experience stomach or cramping issues. Now you have a concrete number for how close to your run you can eat, which is the first step in determining your optimal pre-run meal or snack. For faster workouts, you can simply add in some buffer time since, in general, the harder you have to run, the further back your snack should be from this time threshold. I usually find 15 to 30 minutes pushing back for tempo or medium effort sessions, and 30 to 45 minutes back for VO2 max or very hard speed sessions. Step two, you need to find a food that sits well in your stomach. So now that you've gotten the timing down, the next most important step of the pre-run meal is finding something that agrees with your digestive system. While bananas may be perfect for your running friend, personally, they give me heartburn, so I avoid them. Likewise, you need to experiment on your easy training days to see what works best for you. This way, on important workout days and on race day, you'll know exactly what foods sit well with you. You're looking for easy, digestible foods. Avoid fatty or high fiber foods, which sit in your stomach and take longer to digest. Ideally, you want a snack with a good blend of simple and complex carbohydrates and maybe a dab of protein to help you feel more full. You can use the same experiment from step one once you've found your ideal timing window. Simply keep the time the same and swap out your favorite snack ideas to see what works and what doesn't work. In a few weeks, and with a little bit of trial and error, you'll have a complete list of foods you know sit well in your stomach and exactly when you can eat them before you run to ensure you have optimal energies with no stomach issues. Now the third step, determining your nutritional demands of your run. The final step is altering your eating schedule based on the type of run that you have. Generally speaking, the faster or harder you need to run, the lighter your pre-run snack has to be. That's because your body shuttles blood away from the stomach and digestion when running harder to better support your working muscles. Likewise, you'll have different energy needs on different types of runs. Longer workouts are going to require more fuel than a short, easy run. So now let's look at the kind of nutritional demands each type of run will require. So for the demands of a normal, easy training run, first of all, I think most runners severely overestimate the number of calories they burn and the amount of carbohydrates they're going to need to complete runs that are under 90 minutes. Now, did you know that the body has enough glycogen stored in the muscles from your normal diet to run at an easy pace or slightly faster for around 2 hours without any additional fuel? Well, that means you don't need to load up on carbohydrates or calories before most of your normal training sessions. But you might want a little extra fuel for harder workouts or long runs. During easy runs, you will be burning a combination of carbohydrates and fat, with a greater reliance on fat the easier or slower that you're running. Protein is usually spared from being used as an energy source as long as there are adequate carbohydrates and fats available. As such, you generally don't need to eat anything before an easy run if you don't want to. Now, this does not mean that you can't. If you are a morning runner, you may wake up and feel like your blood sugar is a little low. Perhaps you had an early dinner, or you're an afternoon runner, and you're just feeling particularly hungry after a long day. In this case, it's totally okay to eat a small snack before easy runs. Again, I'll go over snack options in just a moment.
One of the most exciting frontiers in athletic performance research is on the population of good bacteria in your stomach, often called probiotics. For those that are unfamiliar, probiotics are a combination of live beneficial bacteria and or yeasts that naturally live in your body and that can be used to change or reestablish the intestinal flora and improve your health. Even more exciting for runners is that a lot of recent research has shown supplementing with probiotics can have a dramatic impact on performance. Specifically, probiotics have been shown to help reduce the risk of getting sick during tough training blocks by almost 50%, and they could also help prevent gastrointestinal problems like cramping, bloating, and diarrhea, both during training and racing. If you've struggled with stomach issues in training or racing, or frequently get sick when training hard, adding a high-quality probiotic supplement could be the key to relieving both issues. As always, the quality and type of probiotic supplement you can take have a huge impact on its effectiveness. That's why we recommend P3OM probiotics. P3OM is a patented probiotic that uses the most effective strain of probiotic and also at the highest recommended effective dosages. This strain is also proteolytic, meaning it is maintainable in the human digestive system and it doesn't require refrigeration. It's a secret weapon for upgrading your immunity and protection against bad bacteria. If you're interested in trying it out, you can get 10% off P3OM right now by going to p3om.com/runtothetop and typing in coupon code RUN10. And if you order it and it's not everything you hoped for, their support team will give you all your money back, no questions asked. Just visit p3om.com/runtothetop to get a 10% discount with a coupon code RUN10. Improving your mitochondria is one of the easiest ways to upgrade your performance and make your body work better. My friends at Timeline Nutrition have introduced a product called MitoPure that is the ultimate tune-up for mitochondria. Timeline Nutrition's MitoPure is backed by over a decade of research and is clinically proven to revitalize mitochondria. As we know, mitochondria are the energy generators at the heart of nearly every cell in our body. But new science is shedding light on just how critical mitochondria are to our health and performance. For example, researchers found that mitochondria sound the alarm when cells are exposed to stress or chemicals that could damage DNA. Plus, as we age, eat too much, and sit at our desks too much, our mitochondria deteriorate and our bodies suffer. MitoPure restores mitochondrial function so every cell in your body has the energy to do its job and keep you healthy and functioning right. In fact, clinical studies have shown that 500 milligrams of urolithin, one of the main ingredients in MitoPure, can significantly increase muscle strength and endurance with no other changes in lifestyle. MitoPure comes in powder form to mix into your favorite smoothie, protein powder if you're looking for a great 1-2 punch of muscle support, or soft gels. Improving your mitochondria is one of the best things you can do for your health, and with MitoPure from Timeline Nutrition, it has never been easier. So go to timelinenutrition.com and use promo code RUNNERSCONNECT for 10% off the plan of your choice.
Now, for faster workouts like tempo runs, speed sessions, and VO2 max workouts, the intensity obviously is higher than easy runs. As such, your metabolism shifts to using more carbohydrates, specifically blood glucose and muscle glycogen, rather than fats as an energy source. So you want to start these types of workouts with full glycogen stores, since these stores will be depleted by the end of the workout. I often find that one of the reasons runners struggle with some of their harder workouts is that they aren't eating anything before their workouts, especially coming off a full night's of sleep where they might not have eaten for 10 to 12 hours or more. Small, mostly carbohydrate-based snacks are perfect for these types of runs. These should sit well in your stomach and give you the extra energy you need to power through the workout. Now, long runs over 90 minutes to 2 hours are going to require full energy source, so eating something before you run can ensure that you have the energy to finish strong. Because long runs are generally easier effort-wise, you don't need to be as careful when it comes to upsetting your stomach or sticking to pure carbohydrate-based foods. Again, this becomes a personal preference based on steps 1 and 2 we talked about earlier. But I like to have a little protein before my long runs, not because I'm going to use the protein as an energy source, but because it helps me feel more full for the 2 to 3 hours that I might be running. Likewise, my pre-long run snack tends to be a little larger than a pre-workout snack, since I know my stomach can handle that digestion at an easier pace. As such, a medium-sized snack or a small meal before you run is optimal. The amount of time you need to eat before you run is dependent again on your timing from experiment step 1. So now that we've talked about a little bit about the science, let's get into some specific details, because I know many of you are going to want some specific snack ideas. So here are some small and medium snack ideas I've used over the years that work well for me. This is by no means an extensive list. It's just what works for me and some ideas to get you started. Experiment with foods you like. And remember, there is no right or wrong when it comes to what you eat pre-run, as long as it works for you. So for small snacks, I like things like energy bars, such as Clif Bars, Power Bars, Picky Bars, and the hundreds of different energy bars you're going to find on the market. These are all good choices. These tend to be light on the stomach and easy to digest. I will say you probably want to avoid diet products, as they often cut the carbs, which is exactly what you're looking for, and avoid the high protein energy bars, which are usually reserved for bodybuilders or post-workout stuff. Granola is a great option as well. You can mix it with water or almond milk if your stomach can handle it, or simply eat a few handfuls. High energy and easy on the stomach. It's one of my favorite go-to snacks. Bananas are high in carbs and potassium, so many runners find them the deal. Once again, make sure you experiment, because like I've talked about, bananas give me heartburn, so I don't personally use them, but I know many runners who do. You can also eat a small bowl of oatmeal. So while oatmeal tends to have a good amount of fiber, it can be a good solution for runners who can't eat close to running, but need something small to sustain them. This is actually a time when I find the instant oatmeals to be a better choice, since they are a little bit higher in sugar and less in fiber than things such as steel-cut oats or old-fashioned oats, which tends to be higher in fiber. Now, for medium snacks, which I like to use before my long runs, I qualify a medium snack as anything with a little more than 50 to 60 grams, as this tends to be the sweet spot for me. I also like to have it contain a little bit of fat and a little bit of protein, because like I talked about earlier, this helps curb some of the potential hunger issues I may have on longer runs. So as an example, toast with peanut butter and jelly. Now, there's a reason that your mom always made you toast when you had an upset stomach. It's easy to digest and light on the stomach. And the peanut butter gives me a little bit of extra added fats and some protein, and the jelly a nice bit of simple sugars. Same lines, a wheat bagel is going to be a little bit more substantial than just a piece of toast. So if you're somebody that can handle eating off a little bit more food before your long runs, a bagel might be better than toast. I also like yogurt and granola as a combination. So like I talked about before, granola is one of my favorite pre-run snacks, and I like to mix it with yogurt to give me a little bit of that fat and protein, to give me also some complex carbohydrates to sustain me for the long part of the workout. Finally, another one of my staples lately has been pita bread and hummus. It has a great blend of both simple and complex carbohydrates with protein from the hummus. Plus, hummus has been shown to help fight inflammation, and it's been one of my go-tos the last few weeks on my long runs that I'm really enjoying. So now the bonus, what about recovery? So post-workout, you should aim to refuel within two windows for optimal muscle recovery. The first window occurs from 0 to 45 minutes after you finish a workout. Your goal should be to consume 100 to 300 calories from simple carbohydrates and protein. Ideally, you want a ratio of 3 to 1 or 4 to 1 grams of carbohydrate to protein, meaning that you're going to want 3 to 4 grams of carbohydrate for every 1 gram of protein. The research has shown that this ratio of carbohydrate to protein has been shown to help the body resynthesize muscle glycogen more efficiently than carbohydrates alone. This could be something coming from like a sports drink or peanut butter and banana, or even something like yogurt and fruit. Now, you don't need to nail this window exactly. So for example, if you can't eat until 50 minutes to an hour outside of your run, that's not super important. I will also say that it isn't super important on your easy days. Generally speaking, if you're not able to get in within this window on an easy day, as long as you're able to get something in to eat within the first 2 to 3 hours, then you're going to be fine. And I'll talk a little bit more about what that second window for optimal recovery is with the 1 hour to 3 hours post-workout. In this window of recovery, a meal or snack that is higher in protein but also includes a healthy fat and carbohydrate source is best. Aim for another 200 to 400 calories based on your overall calorie needs. Some example meals include grilled chicken, topped salad with avocado, or a vegetable omelet with fruit. The options are really endless here, and you just need to find what works well for you, something that is healthy and that you find easy to digest on your stomach and that is simple for you to get in without too much work. That's it. We've now taken a very complex subject with a lot of different answers, such as what is the best thing to eat before a run, and given you a simple 3-step system you can follow to determine exactly when and what you should eat before each type of run that you have on your schedule. I really hope that this helps you out a lot for those runners that have been struggling with eating before the run, or for those newer runners who just have no idea what's going to work best. Of course, if you have any feedback, definitely respond on our Instagram or our Facebook, as we'd love to hear from you and love to answer any follow-up questions that you have. Thanks for listening to me guys today, and can't wait to get back to you next month with our coach chat.
Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast. I'm your host, Finn Melanson, and as always, our mission here is to help you become a better runner with every episode. Please consider connecting with me on Instagram at WasatchFinn and the rest of our team at Runners Connect. Also, consider supporting our show for free with a rating on the Spotify and Apple podcast players. And lastly, if you love the show and want bonus content, behind-the-scenes experiences with our guests, and premier access to contests and giveaways, then subscribe to our newsletter by going to runnersconnect.net/podcast. Until next time, happy training.